Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is also here.
And so, of course, you can bring up anything you want. That's the point of the program. We always bring stuff in that we think you're going to find interesting. And, you know, one of the things that has kind of been a bit of a tradition on the air here on Free Talk Live is when Black Friday comes around, which, of course, for those that don't know, Black Friday is the big shopping day every single year. The day after Thanksgiving, they call it Black Friday because they say that's the day then when the retailers get into the black as far as now they're a profitable entity. Now,
oh, I thought,
believe that.
I thought they were just taking advantage of minorities by ripping them off.
No. I thought it was named after the I thought it was named after the tendency of people to get trampled while shopping.
No, nope,
Black
nope.
and Blue Friday is what that would be.
In fact, you know, one of the things that we do kind of look at is, well, were there any fights? You know, how crazy was Black Friday? Because historically, there's always been just craziness outside of and inside of the various different stores. People trampling people fighting over some.
And
you know,
most importantly, have people learned to turn their cell phones sideways to get the widescreen footage.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's...
It's not most importantly, but, you know.
That is an important thing, though, Captain, although these days there's so many people viewing video on cell phones, you can't really blame somebody for filming vertically when that's probably how most people are actually...
Yes, I can. I can blame them. Don't tell me what I can do and what
well,
I can't do.
I'm with you on this one, Captain. I actually like widescreen myself. I prefer the wide format.
I realize not all phones do the auto thing when you do tilt.
They don't?
No.
The question is...
Yeah, not the older phones.
How many of these shopping disasters are going to get caught on camera by boomers? Because that tends to be the difference.
How many are caused by boomers? Right? Like, it's my experience anyway, you know, when I was growing up that the boomers were the ones that were all crazed about the Christmas shopping. We gotta go! We gotta go! We gotta leave Thanksgiving dinner early so we can go shopping! Right? Like, oh my god.
Well, they do seem to me more likely to actually go out to the stores on Friday rather than wait until Cyber Monday.
Yeah, I think I'm Gen X? I think I'm far more inclined to just not go anywhere, and if I'm going to shop, do some online stuff. I actually...
Have you, though? Have you done Black Friday
I have,
before?
And I will never do it again. Like, seriously.
Why?
Like,
why was it so bad?
It's just, oh my gosh. Think of all the people you know and realize that half of them are below average intelligence. Right, so you've got the lowest common denominator
of people.
People
I know.
Okay, you've got, but if you go to these shopping malls, because like when I was growing up, shopping malls were like all the rage, right? And you go to these shopping malls, and then they get packed to capacity on things like Black Friday because everything is on sale, right? Supposedly, and so you're trying to like I don't know. It's worse than going to a bad concert. Because you got to wait in line for certain stores or even to get into the mall in the first place. You know, there's some sort of security guy or somebody directing the people traffic, you know, how to, you know, blah, blah, blah. You're bumping into people constantly. You got to think about pickpockets and stuff in crowded situations. It's a security concern for me personally, right? I don't carry, like, a lot of cash on me, but also, like, I've lost my wallet before, and it sucks when you have
you
to go.
You think from a pickpocket or you just left it somewhere you didn't remember?
I'm pretty sure I was picked.
Oof.
Yeah.
Do you wear it in the back pocket?
No.
No, that's really hard to do, to pick out of a front pocket.
I did, and I no longer do.
Ah, because
were
of
you,
this.
Were you wearing it in the back pocket at
I
the
was,
time you
yes.
lost it? Okay,
yes.
Then, yeah, you could have been picked for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
But it's just a horrible experience, because everybody's... individuals, when you put them into a shopping situation and everybody's crowded together, mm-hmm. everybody gets self-centered. on their experience. You know, there's supposed to be a holiday spirit going around where, like, oh, excuse me, oh, no, you go first, and, you know, this kind of thing. I saw none of that. I saw, hey, buddy, watch it. You bumped into my daughter's present, and you might break it, and, you know, this kind of stuff. And people just start getting, you know, self-centered about they're on a mission. Mm-hmm. They're just trying to get in, finish their mission, and get out.
Gotta beat everybody else and, to the,
right.
to the
and,
prize.
And so it is. It's like, I don't know if you guys remember these old, like, game shows on TV where they put a bunch of cash swirling in, like, a tube, and they open the door, and you could get in there and, like, sort of grab.
I remember.
That's what Black Friday reminds me of. It's a bunch of people going, grabbing all this cash. I got to get as much as I can. And then, you know, trying to get out, and I don't know. I don't want any part of it.
I totally understand why you would want to go to the store while there's still a fair selection and while all of the best sales are going on.
Yeah.
What I don't get is why people will get into these giant mobs. Like, when the mall is about to open and there's this huge mob of people just waiting at the entrance, it's like, why would you do that? Like, don't... Have you not seen the footage?
There was somebody online
who... Wait 1 minute. Like,
but somebody might beat me to the thing.
Well, also, you won't get trampled to death.
But the TV.
I mean...
I could get a TV for $200.
I remember when this started.
You know, if I'm going to roll the dice on trampled to death for a television, I would skip that. It's the same sort of thing where, like, when someone is, like, 6 inches from your bumper, I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Right.
What are you gaining from doing this? Like, well, I might get to my destination a whole 2 seconds earlier.
Not even that.
And die, you know. Yeah. Both of those are possible.
When I first started noticing or paying attention to the Black Friday craziness that goes on was around the old Cabbage Patch days.
Cabbage Patch Kids.
Cabbage Patch Kids. The dolls, 80s. Specifically, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's when we started seeing, you know, the video footage of people, you know, the mob, you know.
Was that when it started?
To me, that's when that's my first memory of, like, going, something's not right here with this Black Friday stuff, if, like, this is what's happening, right? And, of course, everybody was blaming the popularity of Cabbage Patch dolls and parents, like, desire to get one because it's the hottest gift of the year or something. But I started going, something's just wrong with Black Friday if this is happening. You know, like, I don't think it should even be a thing, really. It is a thing. I understand that retailers, you know, find it the most important day of the year and all that kind of stuff, but I'll have none of it. Thank you. Especially when stuff like Amazon came along, Cyber Monday started becoming a thing in the, you know, late 90s, early aughts. You know, and then, you mean I can just go online and point and click and it's shipped to my door? Sweet. I'll have some of that. Yes, please. Thank you.
Yeah, it is interesting to look at, you know, just from, like, the study of humans and crowds and how they behave and, you know, what their motivations are. And it's been interesting to kind of look at over the years. And yesterday, normally we talk about it on Black Friday because we do an evening show. So, you know, the bulk of the shopping craze is over by the time we do the show. And I realized last night, like, wow, we didn't even talk about it. they didn't have, like, the headlines weren't bursting forth about all the crazy fights or whatever. Usually you can't really avoid it. And so when I searched for it after the show, there was one story about a shooting in, like, North Carolina at some place, but there wasn't, like, a ton of stories. And that may be because fewer people were actually shopping.
I was going to say, do you think it's related to, you know, the government's response to COVID? You know, the whole lockdown thing, the whole masking thing. Do you think people are not as willing to crowd as they have been in past years because of that?
Well, that's why I went to look at the numbers, right? Because they always have the numbers, whether there's fights or not, and usually there's fights. They always, you know, give you the run-up against, well, how did this Black Friday compare to last year or previous years? And according to CNBC, traffic at retail stores on this Black Friday dropped 28.3% compared with 2019 levels. So it was big, obviously, before COVID,
right. And
now it's down 28.3%. However, it is up 47.5% compared with last year. So, obviously, a huge drop in 2020.
Right.
Recovered quite a bit from 2020, but still nowhere near.
Right, well, 2020 being the height of the propagandemic, of course.
Right.
Yeah, I was surprised that I didn't hear any messages about, like, really consider staying at home this year, guys, because of the super spreader event that shopping could be or something.
Yeah, I'm surprised that we didn't hear that. It must have been out there.
I'm sure somebody said it. I just didn't hear it anywhere.
So, in fact, right now, there are they're locking down again, or in some places they are. New York's governor is now declaring a state of emergency. So the whole process is starting over again because of the Omicron so-called variant of COVID. We can talk more about Black Friday. If you want to share your experience, you're welcome to join us here at 603-283.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Open phones if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. If you are in the retail world and you want to explain what Black Friday was like this year, was it subdued by comparison to previous years, excluding 2020, which was obviously way subdued, but was it? You know, how was it this year? If you want to weigh in, did you see anything crazy? I don't think there was much crazy going on out there, because when I looked for Black Friday fights last night, I didn't see anything except for one shooting at North Carolina at a mall down there. And a lot of times the shootings aren't really like Black Friday related. It's just somebody sees somebody that like they owe money or something like that. And, oops, sorry about that, Captain. Try that again.
I've been silenced.
Yeah, and so I didn't look at the details of the shooting, but there's a story at The Sun, which is one of those kind of tabloidy publications.
Yeah,
and it says Friday Frenzy: Inside Worst Black Friday Violence, from Walmart worker trampled to death to shooting at Toys R Us. I'm like, Toys R Us? Didn't they close all the Toys R Us? And then as I'm looking further into the story, it's not even stuff from this year. It's just like the worst of the worst kind of retrospective.
Oh, it was the highlights.
This year, yeah. We just said it was the worst.
I remembered, though, during the break just now, another reason why I sort of hate the Black Friday, and that's I did work in a shopping mall in the food court in a place that makes, steak sandwiches, cheesesteaks, or, chicken sandwich, that kind of, subs, right? Hot subs. And literally the hardest I've ever worked was during, sort of the post-Thanksgiving Black Friday that weekend.
Yeah, nonstop.
Nonstop. I learned some things, though. I had a pretty good, manager. He took it upon himself, because the lines, people would line up and that kind of a thing. And he was like, well, we're going to lose revenue if people just sort of, see the line over there getting shorter. So he went out with, an order pad and started taking people's orders in advance. Right, so there was a big line lining up in front of our shop or whatever.
Right.
And so he just started taking people and then handed them, a copy of their card. And then he'd bring the orders back to us so we could be ahead of the game.
Nice.
People in the back could be prepping up for whatever the next stuff is going to be, making sure the front line had enough stuff, because it was a bit of a show. You would cook the stuff in front of the people with a big old glass sneeze guard. And, you do things like flipping the spatulas and, just fun stuff to entertain the crowd. But living through that, I worked a couple of doubles, open to close kind of thing. Brutal. I was exhausted. People, of course, a lot of people were nice, but a lot of people not so nice.
Oh, yeah.
You got the order wrong, damn it! They're not having any of it on this Christmas.
Bad day because they didn't get the toy, and now they're going to take it out on you. We can continue the discussion on Black Friday, but first we got Paul on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Paul.
Yes, I just was wondering, because I looked up Bonnie on Free Talk Live on the internet. I was wondering, it looks like you've been raided. I was curious as to the history, why you keep getting raided, or what are they looking for, please?
Well, we were raided earlier this year. That happened on March 16th. And they took a bunch of computers, they arrested me, they arrested five other people. I think they did four different raids all at the same time at 6 in the morning, 10 degrees outside. There's a video up over at thecrypto6.com, which will give you a kind of rundown of what happened. It has to do with Bitcoin. It has to do with offering Bitcoin to people.
Isn't the new one we were talking about earlier before the show?
New
what? Video?
Oh, I don't know if that's there or not. There's also one over at the Ledger YouTube channel that's also very good about us. I don't know if that's up at thecrypto6.com. I don't run that site, and I haven't been there recently. But that's where you can go to check it out and learn more about it. And it was absolutely ridiculous, with dozens of armed men smashing in doors, smashing in windows, pointing guns at people all over Bitcoin. So does that answer your question? Obviously, there's a lot of details, but we don't have time to get into all that.
Well, so I assume you all got rich off Bitcoin.
Well, I don't know what you can assume or why you would assume that.
Well, okay. No, I thought there may be more underlying, drug activity, or I think the feds are full of crap. I think they just don't like you. I mean, I don't know. That's why I'm calling to ask.
Yeah, no, they're definitely after us. I mean, they've been after us for a long time. They've been investigating the Free Staters here in Keene, New Hampshire, as far back as 2005. That was the very first time that Dave Ridley had a FBI agent visit the trailer that he was living in Keene at the time. And that agent, Phil Christiana, has continued to poke and to prod and to arrest and to, likely send undercover agents into our midst to try to, you know, catch people for various different things. And you know, I suspect the reason for this is because they see the Free State Project as a threat. They see the idea of libertarians moving to the same geographic area and actually getting into positions of, you know, influence, which hadn't happened, by the way, in 2005. There were no Free Staters that had been elected to anything at that point, but they're like, oh, libertarians are actually, oh, crap, they've got a good strategy now. We better keep an eye on these people. And so they've been looking for a long time.
And there's also the fact that this was a really effective way of targeting this show in particular without appearing to target this show.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because, okay, so you've taken out our top tech people, and you've also pulled the wires out of our stacks, so we don't have the people to fix it, and we have a problem that you caused, but it doesn't look like you were just trying to sabotage us. Oh, no, you are arresting people for not doing the right things with this Bitcoin that you think they should have been doing.
I just looked at the Crypto6.com for the caller. There are two videos. There's the one that's been up there for some time, and then also the New Hampshire Bitcoin Believers video is up there as well.
That's good. That's a really good
one. Well, I wanted to follow up, if I may. What about Fedcoin? When is the dollar going to convert to crypto to digital currency?
Well, that's a good question, and it is something the federal government gang has been looking at. They've been, you know, producing reports about these what they call central bank digital currencies, and I'm glad you corrected yourself, Paul, because they are not cryptocurrencies. They're not cryptographically sound or secure in any way, shape, or form. They are completely centrally controlled. The ones that do exist around the world, in Nigeria, I believe, is, if not the first, one of the first countries on the planet to actually issue one of these things, and they are completely controlled by the central bank, and I think they're going to do this, but they have yet to say that they're going to do this. They are being pushed back against by the bankers, so, you know, for once, it's something you can agree with the bankers on, basically, is like the bankers see this as a loss because they will likely lose a lot of business because essentially it would convert the Federal Reserve into the de facto bank for all individuals.
Yeah.
Is it a loss or a threat? If someone has a couple $10,000 under their mattress, what should they do with their cash?
Are you asking in the event of the federal government creating a central bank digital currency?
Everything goes digital.
Yeah, well, I think what they will do, and Paul, thank you for the call and a good question tonight there. I think what they're going to do is likely they will have a grace period of some sort. So they will say, all right, we are announcing the digital dollar, and you can get a digital dollar account with the Federal Reserve if you want to receive your tax refund, if you want to receive your welfare payments, if you want to receive any money from the federal government, will be dispersed to your Federal Reserve account.
Right.
So here's how you sign up for it. Yeah. Okay,
as far as what to do in that situation, personally, I would hold on to it because of the increasing rarity of physical bills in that situation.
But what they're going to do is they're going to wipe them out eventually, and they will. It'll be over years, right? Like, it's not going to be a month time frame. It'll be years.
It's coming. I've seen places already go cashless.
Yeah, and they're going to say, all right, well, you got this amount of time. You got to switch all your bills into the digital currency. So the best thing you could do probably would be to get some crypto.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New concerns about COVID-19 now that a new variant has been discovered, and many are concerned it's going to be a fast spreader. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling Weekend Today it would not surprise him if this new Omicron variant is already in the United States. Starting Monday, the Biden administration is closing America's borders to travelers from 8 African nations. It was first detected in South Africa, so that's why they're targeting that portion of the world for now. The World Health Organization officially naming the Omicron variant and calling it a variant of concern, though officially no cases have been identified yet in the United States. The Supreme Court will hear arguments Monday challenging the state of Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Americans spent less money than was expected at U.S. shopping centers, as in brick-and-mortar stores, on Black Friday. The Adobe Digital Economy Index says they spent about $6.6 billion as of 9 o'clock Eastern last night, about $2 billion less than expected, though better than last year. One of Broadway's most famous composers ever has passed away at 91. Stephen Sondheim died Friday at his home in Roxbury, Connecticut. He was famous for his music and lyrics from plays like West Side Story and A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. His most famous song, though, came from A Little Night Music, and it was famously covered by a number of artists, including Frank Sinatra.
Where are the clowns?
He was given the Medal of Freedom in 2015 from then-President Obama. Stephen Sondheim, again, was 91. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian,
Nicholas Mountaineer,
and the Captain.
The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We were just talking about some general statements about Black Fridays, past and present, and comparing one to the next. And we can come back to that. But then we just got a call in about the FBI targeting liberty-minded folks, specifically this show and the libertarians in Keene for many years. The Crypto 6 raid was just the latest in a long series of intimidations and or outright attacks against liberty people. Our co-host Nobody, this is actually the second time he was arrested due to the FBI meddling in our affairs out here. And the first time he went to jail for a year for selling cannabis in Keene, which is something you wouldn't expect the FBI to be involved in because it was not crossing borders or anything like that.
Right.
It was a local so-called crime.
But there they were.
But there they were, and they wanted him to wear a wire into the Keene Activist Center. Was why they got involved. They figured they could put the pressure on him and that he would crack, and he didn't because he loved liberty and doesn't want to, you know, work for the cops. And so he put himself on the line for that, was facing up to 100 years in prison on those drug sales charges. Could have had him dropped if he would just, you know, done whatever the FBI wanted him to do.
Right, right.
But he didn't, so he ended up going to trial and sadly was convicted and luckily only spent a year behind bars instead of 100 of them.
And one thing I wanted to mention is that even the people who aren't accused in this particular case have felt some of the brunt of the situation. So,
yes.
Like Melanie, who was a former host up here, she can't be involved in this anymore, and she can't be involved in a lot of the social events because either you or nobody will be planning on going to those events.
Right, and we're prohibited from speaking with her,
right.
As well as Mark Edge,
right,
who
exactly.
is the longest-running host on the show, mm-hmm. you know, besides me.
Yeah.
Basically, he and I aren't allowed to speak by these ridiculous bail conditions.
Right.
Why? Because they, quote, might call them as witnesses.
Yeah, without specifically targeting this show, Free Talk Live, the talker number 25 talk show in the U.S.
According to the Heavy 100.
The Heavy 100, whatever, you know. And as far as I'm aware, the only really freedom-oriented radio program that's broadcast like we are, right?
We've, yeah, national.
You know, almost a couple hundred, you know, nationally syndicated show. For them to target us says a lot about their level of fear when it comes to not only the content that we're broadcasting, but particularly when we talk about cryptocurrencies, because cryptocurrency has the ability to overtake bureaucracy as a whole. And what I mean by that is, everybody currently looks to the organization known as government as sort of the official record keeper, right? You get a title to your car, you pay off your house, you need the title. You know, all this stuff comes from the government. It's officially, you're on the right, your marriage license, you know, all that stuff. Cryptocurrency, or the technology behind it, the blockchain, has the ability to replace
all of it,
all of that bureaucracy, and become the official record of the entire earth.
I don't really think that they're that much concerned with the record keeping aspect of it.
No, but once
they really don't want to lose their they really don't want to lose their money. That's
right. Well,
the power.
For one thing, those are the same thing. Because if I'm keeping all of the records of transactions, then I get to change them whichever way I want.
Sure.
And part of the whole purpose of creating this central bank digital currency is to maintain their status as both the people that print the money, mm-hmm. and the people that keep the records of the money.
Right.
Right. As the United States, people who live in the area known as the United States that are paying taxes, and those taxes are, you know, they're obviously in debt to fund all of their wars. Since I've been alive, all of their, even the undeclared wars, the kinetic military action, and, you know, all this kind of thing.
Yeah.
If that bill was, like, due, like, as it happened,
mm-hmm.
well, war would be over tomorrow.
They actually had to pay for them.
Right. But because they connive and otherwise hide their financial...
Well, because they export the depreciation of the dollar. They export that to every country on the earth.
Yes. And also saddling the unborn with debt,
mm-hmm.
To finance their wars. So if all of that came due just as it was happening, oh, the people would be angry and they'd be like, no, we're not paying this. No, you guys go F yourselves. You know, this is not happening. But because they do it in such a way that's hidden, that most of the common people don't quite get, people who are economically illiterate or haven't looked into how government treats money, what fractional reserve lending is, or reserve lending now, they've sort of taken away the fractional part. But if you don't know how these things work, go get yourself an education. Go look up these terms. Watch some videos, you know, read some books, whatever it is. Once you figure out how they're manipulating the money supply and how they keep control over not only you, but they keep bombing other people in faraway lands whom you've never met, you're going to be pretty angry.
Now, to specifically point out why they're not just keeping their ability to print this money, but to keep the records. If they just wanted the ability to print this and for that to maintain its power, then they would be right behind all of the tethered currencies. Any of the cryptocurrencies that are tethered to the U.S. dollar, USDC,
right, the stable coins.
USDT,
all
of that.
When you say they'd be behind it, what do you mean?
They would push the stable coins if what they wanted was just the ability to print the dollar and for it to have value. Then they would at least carve out exceptions for these stable coins, if not encourage people's usage. But they don't just want to be able to print dollars that have value. They also want to keep the records
who
has what.
Absolutely. I was just saying that the records of, like, tax records and housing and all that, that pales in comparison to control over money. That's to the federal government. Like, the federal government doesn't run the county department. department that keeps the housing records, right? Like who owns what properties. They don't. Their hands aren't in that. That doesn't give them any power or lose them any power if all of a sudden cryptocurrency is how house titles get transferred. So that's all. That's all I was saying. To have the control over money means they have the control over everything. And the thing they don't like about stablecoins is it actually takes the dollar out of their control even further, because you can send stablecoins to somebody just as easy as you can send a Bitcoin payment. Mm-hmm. And they're used to people having to, if you want to send somebody a dollar or whatever, you have to go through, know your customer process, you have to jump through hoops, you got to show ID, you got to stand in line at a bank or go to Western Union or whatever.
All of the banking regulations that they've built up over a century at this point.
So the stablecoins have been a work around that, and now they're targeting the stablecoin companies for regulations that have yet to be announced, but they're looking at that.
And there's also the point where, okay, so let's say the CIA loses $1 billion. Whoops, just don't know where it went. You can do that if they're keeping the records.
Sure.
Whereas if this was being done on a blockchain, if this was being done on a stablecoin, that would be literally impossible to do.
Yes,
because
that's right.
We can just look into the records and go, you didn't lose it. It went to this account.
Yeah, so the central bank is to actually give them, as you're saying, more control. Because right now, there's all these sort of, I don't know what the right word of this, sort of franchise banks, if you will. Like all the banks out there, they're not really independent. They all rely
on the
federal. Right. They all rely on the federal government. Yeah, one employee's different from another. Yeah, the chairs might be set up differently in the lobby, but ultimately they all pretty much have the same plan, and they get approved by the federal government. So to create a central bank digital currency actually cuts those, or could cut those banks completely out of the picture. It would make them superfluous, essentially. It's like, oh, well, now the central bank has your account. Now you do business directly with them. You don't need to go through these intermediaries anymore, and that gives them total awareness of every transaction that you would ever do.
Yes.
And, of course, the ability to freeze you out and, you know, extract money from you, even easier than having to pick up the phone and tell the bank to freeze your account, right? Like, so there's more steps involved in that, and this gives them total control.
And that's the thing. They are fighting against our actual abilities at this point. I mean, this is kind of a new thing for them. They've never had to deal with people actually being able to, in a decentralized way, completely just rival all of their power.
It is so hilarious to me that we get to see it in our time. We get to see somebody invented a better version of currency.
And they can't even find him or her.
Right.
They don't even know where, who that is.
And we don't even know how much better it's going to be.
Yeah. Right. And we don't have to organize to fight them or anything. Everyone can just do their own little thing, and the collective force of that can actually bring down the Federal Reserve.
Hillary Clinton is now on the attack against cryptocurrency. We read quotes from her last night saying things like they're running out of time, talking about the government.
Mm-hmm.
More coming up. This is Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Hadn't intended to talk about central bank digital currencies tonight, but it's an interesting topic, and somebody brought it up, and that's the way this show works. You call in, you bring up a thing, we sometimes go in a completely different direction because of your call. And I actually do have a story here about the Central Bank of Nigeria and some of the shenanigans they've been up to since launching their central bank digital currency. We'll share that with you coming up, but first, it's Ian here with you.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And the Captain.
And if you're ready to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, get on over to Bitcoin.com. It's a great place to go to get the basics. You can click Get Started at the top of the page, and then it'll link you over to some introductory videos. If you're pressed for time, just watch the first one. It'll take you 3 minutes, and you'll get some of the basics down about what is it that makes cryptocurrency different from that old government money that we've been using for so long, and why is it time to make the switch. Go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started, and get into this, because this is a topic that is going to likely become more and more relevant. I mean, if you needed any other reason to do this, you just got it this week with Hillary Clinton coming out on the attack, going on the record against not just Bitcoin, but against cryptocurrencies.
Right.
We read some of the quotes from it on last night's show, so if you missed that, go grab that over at freetalklive.com. You can download it from the front page. But if Hillary is attacking cryptocurrency, it's something you ought to take some time and learn about.
Well, and from what I was reading of her statements, she's quite astute. Like, these are all fair criticisms. I mean, yes.
Oh, I beg to differ.
She knows it's a danger to their system.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, this is endangering the global currency market as it exists today is certainly in danger because of cryptocurrency.
And when you say that, you mean the government currencies.
Yes, the destabilization of the oppressive systems that are, you know, murdering so many people today are certainly in danger right now.
Yes, so if you support murder and war like Hillary Clinton, you want to attack cryptocurrency because it is a threat to the status quo.
I'm sorry, I see what you're saying now. I just, like, for a politician to come out and go, oh, Bitcoin could possibly tank the economy. No, that's not what's going to happen. Bitcoin could possibly replace the economy.
Right.
But it was indeed the politicians.
Oh, was she saying it would tank the economy?
Or it's possible that it could, you know, spell doom for the economy.
Explicitly, yeah. But, you know, she sort of combines the idea of the nation state's health with the health of the economy in a way. I don't have the quote in front of me, but let me go to Ace. He's on the line here calling from somewhere in the U.S., listening online. Go ahead, Ace.
Oh, hello there.
What's on your mind?
It's my first time watching and first time calling. I just
felt
that you guys were talking about inflation, something I've been thinking a lot about recently.
Thank you. Just a reminder, since you are calling from the Internet, we are doing a broadcast radio show, so make sure you keep your language broadcast appropriate. But please, go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. So, yeah, I was thinking to talk to you guys a lot about this, and as I've been listening more, it seems like you guys may actually be more on the lines of what I was thinking already. So I was really thinking a lot about the fact that if we are going to end up going in this direction of inflating our currency, essentially, so, like, wouldn't we be more interested in going and taking our currency and putting it into something more of, like, a stable cryptocurrency or some other country's?
LRN.FM. That sounded like a mistake, but we can't let that go. So thank you for the call tonight. He was talking about, you know, the idea of putting your value, the money that you've earned, into something that's not the U.S. dollar. He was sort of seeing that inflation is a thing, and, you know, they're definitely doing that. It's not like they're planning it. It's happening, and they're going to continue it.
And he's like, if we continue to inflate the dollar, okay, at this point, it is impossible. It is both politically and fiscally, monetarily, it is all completely impossible to move in any other direction than inflating the U.S. dollar.
Yes.
And they've been doing it, well, as long as I've been alive, if not longer.
They're just ramping it up now.
Right.
And it's unlikely that they're going to slow it down.
So to get back to Hitler's comments and stuff, it is surprising to me, not surprising.
Well, I want to get back to that, but I want to address more about what he said first.
Okay.
And that is, no, you don't want to put your, in my opinion, and I'm not a financial expert or whatever, not that they know anything either, but you want to stay away from the government monies, because the thing you have to remember is the euro isn't a safe place,
right,
and the Japanese yen isn't a safe place, and none of these other government monies are safe because they're all being inflated.
Mm-hmm.
This is the policy of the central banks around the world. Every one of them has the same exact policy. You just know how it is here because you're living here.
Right.
You don't know how it is in the other places. So all of them are on a race to the bottom.
Yep.
And if one of them happens to trade stronger against the U.S. dollar today, it could change tomorrow.
Right. Since they're all going down, it's a matter of, okay, well, this is comparing well to all these other ones, but they're also getting tanked. Whereas now you have something that's actually stable. So you can compare all of these currencies as a whole to something that increases in value instead of decreasing in value over time.
And if you're a fan of competition, particularly in the free market, you take a look at the number of countries that exist, somewhere around 200 countries exist on planet Earth. There's less than 200 currencies because a bunch of those countries use other countries' currencies.
Like El Salvador.
So let's just say there's, you know, for round numbers, let's just say there's 200 currencies, just for round numbers. And then you look at the cryptocurrency market, there's thousands of currencies. Which market is more likely to weather a storm?
Mm-hmm. Well, and you could have found all of this stuff out if we were still spending gold as money, but we haven't been spending gold as money for a long time, and that's what's kept it from being comparable in this way. Whereas cryptocurrency, you can buy goods and services with.
I've been given some crap recently by some folks in our community about spending crypto, and I told them, and you know, I'll tell everybody who's listening, I have now gotten to a point, and I'm not saying you should do this in any way, shape, or form, any of the listeners, but I'm to a point now where 100% of my USD that I take in mm-hmm. from whatever I do outside of, you know, for my day job and that yep. kind of stuff, it all goes into crypto. 100%
That's awesome.
Of it, 100% of it goes into crypto. So, awesome. So
is that
because
you got one of the debit cards and that helps you kind of pay those unusual bills you got to pay with dollars?
Correct. Yeah. And I also live in King, New Hampshire,
right?
Which, you know, there's some places around here that I like to frequent because they do accept the cryptocurrencies
one
and
of
that
the
kind
top
of thing.
Cities on the planet for that.
And so it just so happens that I'm able. Now, I'm kind of historically a bit of an early adopter. Like mm-hmm. I was on the email before most people were. I was on the cell phone before most people were, that kind of a thing. I'm old now. So, like, the technology moves way faster than yeah. I can. But when it comes to the cryptocurrency, I feel like if a guy can do a thing, he should, right? Or at least I was able to see this. I'm like, you know, I think that I'm at a point because I have these spending mechanisms mm-hmm. where I can gas up my car. I can go to the grocery store. Doesn't matter if they have a sign out there that says we accept Bitcoin or not.
Right? Crypto,
I have a mechanism now that I can spend crypto. And with the crypto market doing what it's doing, which, yeah, it's got its ebbs and flows, but over the long term, it's still going up, 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 and up. And I don't think it's going to stop doing that for at least several years. It's my personal opinion. I'm not a lawyer.
I
want to
talk about
economist.
This further, the idea of living on crypto, because yeah. it's cool that you're doing this now, and there aren't enough people that are doing this that have taken that step. But one guy, Joel Valenzuela, you ought to talk to him because he's been doing this now for 8 years.
Wow.
Where literally, he's been living his entire life on crypto. He has no fiat yeah. to his name. But let's go to Jay. He's in Washington State. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. You guys are talking about Black Friday violence and
yeah.
how there wasn't much. Well, we had a shooting at a Walmart where a guy stole some stuff.
What did you do, Jay?
By the lot. I didn't.
I'm just kidding,
working
man.
At the time.
So what happened?
It's from your neck of the woods. He stole something from the Kennewick Walmart, ran out, Lost Prevention chased him. He decided it would be a good idea to shoot at Lost Prevention, not knowing that he was armed and got shot back.
Wow. Wow. Okay, this was Walmart, you said?
This was a Walmart.
In Kennewick?
Stealing from Walmart in Kennewick.
Where is Kennewick? Is that
Washington?
That's the east side of Washington,
Tri-Cities.
Right?
It's by a big nuclear reactor in the middle of eastern Washington.
Wow. Now, this was during Black Friday, so this was just a straight-up
yes.
robbery, though, right? Like, this guy was just a thug.
Shoplifting, he ran out. Yeah. He was a thug, ran out. Lost Prevention chased him. They didn't know he was armed. He shot at Lost yeah. Prevention, missed. Lost Prevention pulled out his gun and shot him once.
Wow.
He lived, but they went and tracked him down at the house.
Jay, thanks for calling and sharing that story tonight. I'm not going to count that as a Black Friday crazy story because, I mean, that can happen any old day. There's shoplifters
yeah.
every day in the world of retail, and this one was particularly dramatic, and what a dumb day to be a shoplifter, right? Like the day where Loss Prevention's got extra people on, watching, you know, as many places as possible. Thanks, though, Jay. I appreciate the story. Thanks for the call. The number 603-283-6160. Sounds like he got what he deserved, though. So, Karma King, right back at him. 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves. We'll talk more about living on crypto, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind as well. Coming up here on Free Talk Live, Hour 2.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendabyte.
Extendabyte really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome.
probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.